Welcome everybody, Shir number 817, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started talking about last Shir in reference to the differentiation between the Shulchan Aruch and our Simin, which we're working on, Simin Reish Ches, which is beginning, the Chameshes Minim in reference to the fruits, you have the figs, you have dates, you have pomegranates, like we spoke about, then you have the five Chameshes Minei Dogon. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us those five, which we mentioned a few times already, the wheat, the barley, right, spelled oats, and the rye. We started talking about the differentiation. Why? By the fruits. Okay, so what makes them special? We said, yeah, they're in the Pasuk, it's the Shereshtabcha, Eretz Yisrael, and so on. So, but the question is, why is the brachos are different? Why by the grains in why by the fruits, those fruits, you make a eitz? All the fruits, you make a eitz. Fruit grew on the tree, you make eitz, finish. Right? Pomegranate is an eitz, and an apple's an eitz. Even though the after bracha, we're going to see, which we'll talk about, is a al ha-eitz on the pomegranate, and figs and so on, but the first bracha is a ha-eitz. The after bracha is al ha-eitz, and which is a special bracha achas mei and shalish, which we spoke about. We'll get more into that. The first bracha is ha-eitz. But why by the grains, the five grains, which we said, right, the wheat, barley, oats, and all that, when it's ground up, when it's a whole grain, you make a hadama, which we have to see how that works a little bit, but you make a hadama. But when it's ground up into a flour, so then it could be either mezonos or a ha-moitzi. And of course, the after bracha is either al ha-michya or benching, which is birch samazin, depending on how it was made and what it's eaten and so on. Okay, so, but the question is, what's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah Oiz V'Hadar explains this beautiful concept, understanding this whole thing, and this is the Hakdama to Sif Beis in Simon Reish Ches, which goes into this whole thing, and he brings from the Gemara, I'm not going to go through the quotes, start quoting the whole thing, but he says, when these things, the five grains, are ground up, so mevarech halav baramina mezonos, ulevasoif bracha achas meyein shalosh, which, in a case in time when that's the case, let's say, where if it was baked, so then it varies. It could be hamoitzi, it could be mezonos, depending if it was made into a snack type food, which we went into these, we spoke about all those ins and outs in many various different shiurim. But let's say, assuming, for example, it was cooked, right? You have these flours from the five grains that was cooked, so once it's cooked, it's always going to be a mezonos, right? Let's say like noodles, lakshin, I make lakshin, excluding rice. We're not talking about rice now. That's a totally different subject, which we spoke about. We'll get back into that. But as far as, let's say, I make regular lakshin, I make regular, right? Or if I make cookies, let's say, I bake cake or whatever. So all these things are mezonos, right? And the after bracha is al hamichya. In general, as long as somebody, the person ate the shear. So he explains, he brings the Gemara, then he says, he quotes from the tour, so shekovel lehem bracha zu kevin shehem chashuvim. So, like we said, because of the fact that the after bracha changes, bracha achas meyin sholosh, and we make al hamichya. Why? Because these are special. Shenishtabcha behem Eretz Yisrael. This is, Eretz Yisrael is praise in the pasuk and so on. Okay. Then now he says, he adds an extra thing. So he says, good, that's very nice by the fruits also, like we said, the figs and the grapes and so on. So you make all eitz, very nice. But why is this different in the grains? Right? In the grains, which we've been talking about. He says that there's another, again, quoting the tour, does this Mishnah Berurah Oiz V'Hadar, there's another mila, there's another aspect of it, as to why, another reason that makes it so important, if you want to call it, or makes it so, whereby to the point that the bracha actually changes. Because this is the sustenance of a person, right? If you sit and eat grapes all day, every day, a person's probably going to lose weight. They're not going to have koiches, not going to have energy. If you sit and eat pomegranates all day, the same thing. But if you eat bread, for example, right, or somebody eats lakshin noodles, these type of things are what gives sustenance to a person. That's the point over here. It gives sort of like yichya adam, it gives them life, sustenance, energy. Right, this is a main staple of a meal. Then also mayhem pas. So therefore, if you take from the one of these five grains and it's ground up into flour, right? Then also mayhem pas. And if you make bread, so that's if you make lakshin, you make noodles, or you cook it, or you make cookies, cake, or whatever the case might be. But then also mayhem pas. If you're going to make bread from it, right? You bake it and make bread. The same thing, because again, the bread is something, it's Yechiyeh Adam. This is a staple. It's a main staple food of a person that gives us, that gives a person sustenance and koichas and energy. He says, therefore, even if you didn't make good, I didn't make bread, but I made a tavshil, right? I made a, I made a dish, right? I made a plate of spaghetti, right? I made a plate of macaroni. I made noodles or whatever the case is. So, mevorach aleihem bore mina mizonos. He's still going to make a bore mina mizonos. And levasoif, at the end, you're going to make a bracha achas mein shalosh, which is, as we know, al hamichya, right? Assuming you ate the right amount. Oh, so then he says a very important point from on the bottom. Again, the Mishnah Berurah is v'hadar and ois vov on the bottom from the Bach. He brings from the Bach, explaining the Bach. But he says like this, that when it comes to those fruits, the five fruits whereby we make al ha'etz, they're different, right? They have one aspect of it that they're different. You make an al ha'etz, like we said, the figs and pomegranates and so on, and dates, the five that we spoke about. So you make sheyesh lehem rak maila achas. He says because that has one maila to it, right? It has one maila to it. Kovel lehem bracha miyin shalosh. Therefore, we make a al ha'etz lachareim deloy kashar peris. It's not like other fruits, like apples and oranges. When it comes to the fruits, again, the fruits that we spoke about, the five fruits, the figs, the dates, the pomegranates, and so on, right? That we said, because it only has one maila. It has one. Sort of like one praise to it, if you want to call it one category up, right? Which is what it's in the pasuk, and it's shenishtab chaberitz Yisrael. Kashar peiros, but he says and not like other fruits, like apples, oranges, which you make a borei nefashos, right? Or plum. Somebody eats a plum, you make a borei prio eitz and borei nefashos. Al bebracha rishayna, but the first bracha he says is all the same, right? Shavim heim l'shar peiros who eat lunchem v'vercham alein borei prio eitz. Like we said, that we spoke about last year, the first bracha is all the same because it only has that one mile. It only has that one step up, sort of. But when you're dealing with the chamisha mine dagon, you're dealing with the five grains. Sheyesh lehem oid mile. It has two steps up, right? It has number one. The first step up is like what is the it's in the pasuk shenishtab chayetz Yisrael, right? And it makes it more choshev. So you have one step up, and then shaleim yechye adam. Then the next step up, right? The next mile, the next step up is that a person is sustenance for a person. In other words, you take one of the five grains, and the ground up into flour, and it becomes a staple food of a person, as opposed to if I just eat a grain. If I go and take, good, I'll eat grains from wheat grains or barley grains. Well, okay, I don't want to get into barley grains. It's a little bit different. But whatever the case is, I eat wheat grains or these oat grains, or these, but I eat it as a whole grain. So then we're talking about a huadama and a bernefashos. It's a little bit of a question, like we said last time, because it's a Tosfos that argues, but in general, we make, if somebody's not sure, whatever the case is, any mevorach, it says the mechab in Sif Dalad, right, Sif Dalad, bar pri hadama before, lachra bar nefashos, and afterwards you're going to make a bar nefashos. So when it's a whole grain, but as opposed to the fact, when it's ground up, made into a flour, so then it's two steps up. Number one is the grain, right? It becomes more choshev from this grain aspect of it, even though when it's a full grain, we're making a huadama. But once it's ground up, it gets two steps up. That's what we're trying to say over here. He's explaining from the Bach, two steps up. That you made the chachamim were miyachid. They specified a special bracha for before when it's ground up these grains, which is either hamotzi and mezonos, and afterwards, which is either al hamichya or benching. We're not going to make a bar pri adama once they're ground up. You're going to make a hamoitzi and you're going to bench, again, assuming that you ate the right amount. So that's, I just wanted to end that off and explain that, the differentiation, even though you're eating it as a, because you want to keep in mind also, there's another thing, if you're eating just these, you know, I eat a whole grain, it's not something that's going to give a person sustenance. There is a machlokes as far as the after bracha, but I'm not going to get into that right now, but it doesn't give a person sustenance. But when these five grains are ground up, made into flour, made into a either bread, right, or a dish or noodles or whatever the case might be, it's a sustaining type of a food, and therefore it's two steps up as opposed to the five fruits, which we spoke about was one step up, which only the after bracha changes. And so now we're seeing that when it comes to the five grains, it's two steps up when they're ground up, and the first bracha changes either mezonos or hamoitzi. And after bracha changes either al hamichya and birchas hamazon benching, and because the reason is because of the fact that besides the fact that it's in the pasuk v'shtabcha es Yisrael, it's the main sustenance of a person, and this is how a person gets energy and koiches and adam yichya and so on. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.